And so I just
threw
my caftan on top of my pajama gown in case we got pulled over. It wouldn't be, 100% inappropriate.
Which, aren't we glad, y'all, that she had the decency to put her caftan
over top of her. I was only 50% inappropriate.
Anyway, we did have our caftans.
I will say this, if you'd gotten pulled over, I could have gotten you out of a ticket.
Oh my word. Okay.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big city living, black clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small town living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40 plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Hey, Joni. You want to get us in?
So, sure. Welcome, everybody, to Designer Cornbread, episode 96.
That's right. I'm so proud of you. You remembered. Yeah.
I did. So, Holly and I are kind of broadcasting live from the Reed House in Chattanooga.
We are. And so, if you hear our sound is going to be a little bit different, hopefully it won't be too bad, But Joni is hole up in our room. She's laying in the bed, actually. I'm looking at her right now. She's laying up in the bed. And I'm out here in a little corner in a little upstairs lobby
in the mezzanine.
I'm in the mezzanine. So if you hear noises or our sound is a little different, that's why. We're coming to you live.
So I had a school conference here in Chattanooga. And I called Holly. I said, hey, you want to come with me? And
which, of course, I said,
of course, yes. She said, yes. And then we are leaving from here after my conference and going over to North Carolina to see John Garrett, who is working at the camp. So if you have listened to us for any time at all, you've heard us speak of the Reed House very frequently.
Yes.
And we have been in the haunted room many times, and we've never seen anything. I will say one time I had a picture, and there was a little wispy, white, misty, something. But no definition of anything. But today, in our own room, Holly and I had a little
unexplainable
experience.
We had an encounter. We maybe had an encounter, y'all. Tell what happened, Joni. So welcome, everybody. Hi, welcome. Yeah. We're glad you're here. Okay, carry on.
Okay, so I come to plug my phone charger in, and by my charger, there's this little radio. It's just a little, or like, those clock radio
things. Like a little tiny hotel radio.
Yeah, a little tiny thing. Mm-hmm. And so as I'm standing there, all of a sudden the radio comes on. And so I had two thoughts. One, did I bump something, which I didn't think I did. But two, I thought, I bet somebody set an alarm.
Right.
And it's, whatever.
Because it just came on for a second and then it cut off.
Well, but then I went to start looking on how to turn it off and it just went off. And Holly came walking in the room and I said, well, that was weird. And she said, what? And I said, the radio just came on, but then it turned off. She said, and then it came on again as I said that. Mm-hmm. She said, that's your phone. I said, that is not my phone. And I, to prove it to her, I grabbed my phone and took it over to her. And you can still hear it.
Yeah. And there was loud, there was music
getting louder
coming out of this little radio between our beds on the little table.
So the volume was going up and down. And anyway, she said, you go turn it off. I said, you go turn it off.
No. What happened was it was on. And then as we were kind of standing there, it went off.
Yeah.
And then, so we kind of backed up because of course we're like, what in grandma's breeches is happening?
Yeah.
And then we start pushing. I tried to push her to go and get it. And then she was pushing me to go figure it out. So I stepped forward, and when I stepped forward towards it, it came back on loud.
Yeah.
And then I stepped back and it went down again. No lie. True.
Yeah.
True story.
And that happened like two or three times. until I pushed her over there to unplug it.
I went myself. You didn't have to push me. So then I immediately reached down behind that thing and I unplug it. And then I'm like freaking out for a minute going, is it going to come back on again? Because then we're going to pack up our bags and be.
Oh. Uh-huh. Holly pulled open the drawer and there's a Gideon Bible in there. And so we're going to open the Gideon Bible up. And, you know, I think this is a good time. If you ever want to make a donation to the Gideons,
they may save a life.
Ministry. It may save a life.
It may save our life.
They do have story after story of how, you know, Gideon Bibles have helped somebody when they were about to commit suicide and all kinds of things. So it's a really good ministry. So,
yes. Anyway. But that was our experience. So we don't know what else is going to happen. It's just our first night here. So, you know, kind of catching up on the week. We don't know what's going to happen and, we'll figure it out and we'll get you guys all up to date next week. I'm sure we'll have more stories to tell about our stay. But, this last week, Tim and I had really fun. So Avery and Joey came into town. They had a good friend of Avery's, roommate and friend getting married. So they came in for her wedding, but we also got to go do the tasting, for her wedding, for their wedding reception at the venue. And let me tell you what, you guys, I wasn't ready. Like, so we went, normally they kind of do it a couple times a year and they try to catch like all the fall weddings. People come, you know, cause it's easier for kind of a little more of a group to do the cooking and all that. But we weren't in that timetable where that worked for us. So they arranged this just for us. And so Tim and I got to go. With Avery and Joey, and we went to the venue, and of course, and y'all maybe have done this before. I hadn't done it before, so I didn't know. But they had the table set. I mean, it was informal in the sense was, you know, there was kind of other staff doing stuff, but like we were just in the middle of the room, and they had the table set all nice, and they basically just brought out like a bunch of different, you know, kind of one or two salad things, and then their all the different entrees, and we just got to eat our way through all of it.
That's awesome.
It was great. We were like,
so what were some of your favorite things? I know y'all decided on a menu, but what were your favorites that
we did? They, so this is at, Das Bevo in St. Louis. If any of you were, oh, drop my phone. Oh, Lordy. Everything's fine. Which is a big historic or not big, but a historic, kind of building thing in St. Louis. Anyway, we really liked, they had a roast chicken. Because you hear chicken and you're like wedding chicken, convention chicken.
Yeah,
oh, it's going to be this dried up chicken breast.
Yeah.
But it was like a quarter chicken. So like the wing and the leg, I don't know what all. But it was roasted, nice crispy skin, herbs and, you know, just really very, very, very good. Chicken, we loved that. We loved our favorite thing, well, I guess it was going to be one of my top threes, but I'll just go ahead and say it now, was they had these flash fried Brussels sprouts in a balsamic, like reduction vinaigrette kind of. They were so good. They were so good. So we definitely picked those. They were like crispy, you know, they were amazing. So we loved those. We loved the mashed potatoes because, you know, mashed potatoes can be like kind of hit or miss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can't remember what else. The beef, we picked a wonderful braised kind of a beef short ribs or something. I can't remember that. But anyway, the point was it was really fun. There was something else we really liked, and I can't remember what that was. Anyway, I don't remember. But they just kept bringing us stuff. And it was, the salmon, we didn't pick it, but it was really, really good. So we tasted salmon. We tasted sausage. We tasted, because it's kind of a German background of the restaurant and stuff. So they had sausage and sauerkraut and all that. And they had chicken and they had salmon and then pastas. Anyway, it was a lot. And guys like, don't fill up on the first. I know the chicken's good, but don't fill up on it. We're just sitting there like. But it was a lot of fun and a good time together. And that was the first time that Joey got to see the venue. It was really cool. We walked all around. We kind of did. Looked at layout. Tim and Joey got the measuring tape out. I mean, it was a whole situation. So it was really, really good. So it was a lot of fun. Other than that, I would just been straightening up my house and packing to come see you. That was my last week. So I don't know what you did, but that's what I did.
I really did not do very much last week, and very intentionally.
Yeah.
Because I've gone all summer. I felt like that I have anyway. Yeah. We did have vacation Bible school that I went and helped out a couple of days. And, you know, but I didn't really volunteer for vacation Bible school, one, because I didn't know exactly what was going on with us and, and our travel plans and all that. And, but my fellowship committee had to do a meal one night, so I went and helped with that. And then I just kind of took a couple days off.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's what I did.
As you needed
to. It was good. Yeah. Yeah. So.
For sure. Anyway, so. That's awesome. I was thinking the other day, so I went and got my hair did with my precious little hair gal, Jenna, who is wonderful. And we were talking and visiting. And have you ever heard of, now I know back in 2020 this happened because of all the you know, the COVID and all that kind of stuff. She was invited to a baby shower via Zoom. Or was it a wedding? No, I think it was a baby. Yeah, I think it was a baby shower.
I don't like that.
It was a Zoom. Now, and I asked her, and she's the, she's so sweet. And it was for, because she's out of town, you know, the person that it's for.
Okay.
And,
it's
an, and I get.
Okay, I get that.
I do. So some people are coming, but I, I was like, how does that work? What do you do? And she said, I don't know. Cause she's like, I'm going to be late cause I got to work. So I'm going to pop in. I said, what do you do? Like, do they just set your little face up on the computer or how does it work?
Yeah. You know, we did actually, now that you're saying that, we did do that. We had a girl at our church who her husband's in the military. So they were based out in Oregon and we, we wanted to do like a little baby shower for her, but I mean, there's no way for them to get here. And so, yeah, they did. So like we all sent gifts ahead of time.
Okay.
And we had them displayed, out there, but I mean, it was just, so it was just between her and our church. It wasn't like there was a baby shower, you know, going on.
Well, that's the thing. But, cause that, that makes sense because that's the only way you could really do it. But this was, this was like some people were there and some people were going to be there on Zoom. And I'm like, what are you supposed to do on the Zoom? Are you supposed to like just watch and what, like, I didn't understand. And she didn't know either. She's like, I don't have any idea what's, I don't know. And I said, we're going to have to talk and she's going to have to fill me in. But I couldn't figure out what she would do.
Yeah. So like Emma opened her gifts or about, you know, from people and, you know, and so she was able to be very appreciative, you know, toward us and, and all of that. So it, it was a good, I mean, that was, I mean, that was, I wouldn't say I would like that to be a normal thing, but in circumstances like that, I mean, there were no, there was no punch, no nuts, no,
know,
you know,
I know. Like that. And that's, again, I totally get in that circumstance because that is, that was a really, that's a really creative way to make, to really bless someone that can't be with a certain group of people and y'all are kind of, but I just couldn't figure out. Cause I'm like, or was it a, no, it was a baby shower. Cause then, and she couldn't figure out if she was supposed to, they asked to send, instead of a card, they're like, send a book. And then she's like, do I need to send another gift? I'm like, well, I don't think so. I think if you send a book for the child, that that would be the gift. And then I'm like, I just couldn't figure out what you would do.
Yeah.
Because there's some people there and there's some people, and I just, I, my brain didn't wrap around it. So I was like, meh. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So there you go.
Okay.
There you go. What else? What else you got to share with us today? Do you have anything else good? You got nothing, do you? You're looking up in
really
your head.
Don't, but JB, I will tell you this. JB called me just a few minutes ago laughing. I mean, laughing, and he sent me a picture and maybe we can display it somewhere, but he said, I was just at Walmart and I'm walking down, you know, an aisle, and there were a ton of wine bottles. And then there was like an empty space, like where they ran out of, you know, they ran out of that brand of wine or whatever. And he said, and in its place was a bra. And he said, evidently somebody had a decision to make.
A decision was made here tonight, guys, at the Walmart in Savannah. And you know who you are if you're listening. We want to know who you are. I mean, and his words of wisdom. Yeah, he gave us some words of wisdom to just, you know, don't leave your bra. Was it a bra that was going to be bought? Right?
Yes.
It was a new.
You can see. Right. I just sent me the picture and I looked. It's got the tags on it.
Right.
And it
Someone went. My budget is only this much for this trip, and I'm gonna need this wine more than I'm gonna need this bra.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
That's right. I mean, you know, you got a budget. You got to stick to.
You're balling on a budget. We can't. We got to. Sometimes you got to put the bra back. Oh my heavens. I'm dying.
We can talk a little bit about CTE. I don't know if anybody's if y'all are familiar with CTE in your schools, your high schools, but that stands for Career Technical Education. And that back in my day, we called it, you know, VOTEC.
Mm-hmm.
It was all your vocational classes from, you know, nursing to
mechanics,
you know,
and shop
to,
and
mm-hmm. It's all of that. So my culinary falls into that, but Tennessee is really pushing, you know, these CTE skills and getting kids certified in different things. And some of the neat things we've got going, and it's so interesting, you know, if your child is not really into college or going to college or school's not their thing, but they're really good with their hands and all that, y'all, there is so much, and they are making a bank when they get out of school. We have one class. We've got a drone class.
A what class?
A drone.
Oh,
where
get
they
out.
They learn to fly the drones, and they, I mean, like big professional drones.
Yeah, that's becoming more of a career path now. Yep.
Yeah. And they're getting certified in, you know, get their drone certification.
Because let me pause for a second. For people that don't know, you have to get drone certification to fly drones. Like, you can fly your own little personal little one, but if you're
a toy,
right. But like the ones that you see that are out like filming, you have to be certified or they'll, you know, you get in trouble. So that's a big deal.
Yeah. And there's a girl that graduated and she has moved to Alaska and is doing drone work for a pipeline company. And I mean, she is making bank. I mean, making bank.
And what a fun job.
Yes.
That's a really fun job.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they have a broadcasting classes that are, I mean, we're not talking just your tradition. You know, when I would think about shop, I mean, I would just think about those guys out in the shop building doing, you know,
right. Making stuff, doing whatever they do, which again, we are very grateful for,
you know, but plumbers are becoming a thing. And y'all, with all of this AI technology coming out, those hands on them and being a plumber, those jobs, I think, are going to last.
Oh, you're not getting rid of plumbing.
They're not
anytime
getting rid
soon.
Of,
that's,
you
like
know,
with Hudson doing the welding, he wants to start doing the welding. I mean, you're going to have to weld. Like, is it going, you know, there's always going to be a need for those skill jobs. So
Underwater welding.
Nope. I told him he can't do that. Nope. Oh. He said, Mom, but that makes a bunch of money. And I said, you have to promise me you're not going to do that. And I don't make many demands on my kids like that.
Yeah.
He didn't really promise. He just kind of looked at me like, and I'm like, honey, I can't.
Yeah.
You know why it makes a lot of money?
Because it's dangerous.
That's exactly right. And there's schmarks in the water. We're scared of schmarks.
I mean, there's just so much. So I'm just going to tell you, college is no longer really where you have to go. I mean, when I was growing up, it was like, you need to go to college. You need to go to college. And I'm going to tell you what, these kids are coming out of high school with these certifications, making, you know, 4 or 5 times my salary right now. So,
and a lot of those kids too, I mean, not that, again, it's all great. What I get excited about is that there's just all these different paths for people to take.
Yes.
Whatever, we all are different. We all have different goals and abilities. And I love that, because I think what happens with a good amount of the students that come out with these different certifications and whatnot, or even your kind of classes where they're doing a lot of the culinary and they're getting all certified and all that. Yeah, they go to work at, you know, they might go work in food service or at a restaurant or whatever, but they might end up opening their own. They become entrepreneurs. Yeah. A lot of them, you know, might start their own plumbing business.
Yes.
Like, it's not just, there's so right. much opportunity for them to be entrepreneurs. And I think that's very exciting.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Yeah. So you're heading to the conference tomorrow.
I've got, Tuesday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. Yes. And go through different sessions and things like that.
Is there a group session or is it all broken up?
So it starts out, you have you've got a keynote speaker on Tuesday morning, the first day. You've got a big keynote speaker for a couple hours. And then after that, you have breakout sessions for the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's in the area that you teach in.
Right.
There's really not a whole lot for culinary. There's a couple that are, culinary specific, but others it's like, just classroom stuff.
Okay. General classroom information. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Huh.
Yeah. So
cool. Well, that'll be great. Well, we will definitely look forward to hearing how that goes. We hope you get a couple of good stories, and can pass on some good information to us. I will be lounging about in our lovely room in the historic section of the Reed House, and I plan on drinking some coffee. I plan on having my Bible time in the peace and quiet. I may go for a walk. I'll get the podcast edited, and I've got a hard day ahead of me. Hard day.
Well, you're going to go help your son hang a lamp. She was trying to get out of that, and I looked at Hudson, and I said, Hudson, I'm going to be in sessions, in meetings from 8 o'clock until 4:30 every day.
She ratted me out, y'all. This
is
terrible.
Your mother has 2.5 days that she can
come. I've done enough for that child. It's time for him to spread his little wings. No, but in all honesty, it's kind of a contraption that I came up with. I got to go help him, but so I'll do that. But it'll be good. This is the thing I wanted to talk about. I mentioned it earlier tonight when we were together earlier, and this is something we've talked about before, but it just struck me again. I don't know if you're seeing on social media and Instagram and stuff like that. I'm already starting to see so many, and again, it's fine, but a lot of people are posting stuff about, only this many days till fall, only this many days till Halloween, get your Halloween, I can't wait. I'm starting to do Halloween now that 4th of July is over. And again, let me just say, it's really, this is not a life altering issue. If it makes you really, really happy and you want to do it, that's fine. But I just see that. And for me, because what it does for me, because I can get that little glimmer of, fall, because it is lovely. It's wonderful.
Yes.
And when when it's 95 plus degrees, every day for a while, it does get to be, you do enjoy thinking about that. But I'm just determined. And I guess I've always been like this a little bit of just, I don't want to wish for the next. We waste time. Like, to me, it makes me so sad. Yeah. And again, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
I don't mean this as a condemnation. I'm just saying, I don't want to waste the time I have. You know what I'm saying? Like, being maybe it just is the way I take it in my mind. When you're having this huge countdown and this huge, it feels like you're missing out on the here and now. Because and it's great to look forward to stuff. It's great to be excited about that. It's great, if that's your favorite time of year, whatever, that's no problem. But for me, I have to really, I want to make sure and guard myself against that always.
Wishing
the season away, wishing the month away, and it is, like I said, it's hotter than, I was going to say something inappropriate. It's hot. It's hot. it's hot in St. Louis. It's hot in Savannah. It's hot here in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
It's kind of miserable. We walked to, what was that, 2-3 blocks to the convention center today, and we almost died. I mean, it was hot.
But people, that's what ice cream's for. We had lemonade and we had cucumber water, and it was a summer delight right there.
It did. And instead of worrying about how hot it was, I I want to just enjoy the season I'm in. And I, yeah. that can go literal season, and that can go season of like right. our lives.
Well, let me say this, you know, people will start posting, especially once we get into fall, you know, everybody's fall, fall, fall. And then it's like
Christmas,
5 Mondays until yeah. Christmas. Yeah. And I'll be honest, all that does is put me in a panic because yeah. I'm like, oh, I should do this and this and this and that, you know, and instead of enjoying what's right here
yeah,
right now and, yep. oh, there's yeah. a little, you know, whatever, you know,
it makes sounds, me, what it makes me do is feel sad because whatever season I'm in is like almost over. And I had yeah. been looking forward to that season.
Yeah.
For the whole last season. So see how it is? It's a cycle. Yeah. It can become a cycle of just always anticipating and never actually really just investing and being in and being present in the season you're in.
Right.
Enjoy right. it. Yes, the next one is going to be great. I mean, it'll be wonderful and I'm excited. And again, I really do not mean this as any kind of like condemnation, but I just started seeing a lot on like Instagram and stuff of all this people putting up their Halloween stuff and oh, now 4th of July is over. I can get into this. And I'm like, why would you
just
do that?
Wait. You've like, got August and September. Let's just right. enjoy. You still have another month of summer.
I know. It just
2 months of summer.
And those things in the wrong time. And again, I say wrong. I'm using all these words and I don't want to hear people. You can do what you want, but doing things in the wrong time, wrong season makes them not as special as they are.
Right. Yeah.
When you do them in the season that they're supposed to be in. I don't know. That's just my deep thoughts for today. It's not, I don't know. It is because I literally have been seeing a bunch on Instagram of, you know, this many days till pumpkin spice, this, that. I'm like, you guys need to chill out. You need to chill
let
out.
Let me tell you, speaking of enjoying the day, here we are in the dog days of summer. Mm. And y'all, I'm here to tell you that Tim Broyles, and I'm going to say this, bought us a convertible.
He bought us.
Us. I'm throwing myself
Joni
in there.
And
really,
me.
It's Ollie's, but the Thelma and Louise car here. I mean,
the designer cornbread convertible
is
now on the road, and we
I
are excited.
I am going to tell you, I am enjoying the summer of the top down. I mean, we cruised over here. I ended up driving. I was only going to drive, you know, halfway or something. I drove the whole way.
She did.
And drove on the interstate. But
yeah, I'm so proud.
Y'all, it was fabulous.
Yes, it was.
This morning it was a little hot. We ended up having to put.
Oh, yeah. You do. After a while, you have, because it's hot and you get a lot of sun and wind and you got to kind of.
But last night when you got to Savannah and we had dinner and whatever and the sun was setting and I said, okay, take me for a ride in the convertible. Mm-hmm. Y'all, it was magical. I'm just telling you, it had cooled down. The night air had cooled down. Then we're going across the bridge and the river's there and the sun is setting.
The sun was setting behind the clouds. The breeze.
It's wonderful.
Were we in our caftans? Yes, we were. Some of us had undergarments on. And some of us
some
didn't,
of
and
us
I'm
were
just
not
gonna.
Wearing.
And I'm just gonna leave
okay,
it at that.
I was not. Look, I was already in my pajamas. I was not wearing my underbreeches, and so I just threw my caftan on top of my pajama gown in case we got pulled over. It wouldn't be, you know, 100% inappropriate.
Which aren't we glad, y'all, that she had the decency to put her caftan.
I was only
over top
50%.
Of her.
I was only 50% inappropriate.
Anyway, we did have our caftans.
I will say this, if you'd gotten pulled over, I could have gotten you out of a ticket.
Oh my word. Okay. All I'm going to say is when we did see a police guy out, we were turning out of this one lane and we see a police car and she covers up her, she grabbed her,
I did.
Her chest.
I was like hiding the girls. So.
There was nothing. Y'all, this is, I'm so
I
sorry.
I did because I'm going to
so
tell
sorry.
You what, you know, I'm getting older.
Just stop. Joni, I'm editing. I do not. We don't need to do this to people. Anyway. Yes, we are enjoying summer and we are enjoying, we've been looking and looking for a car and we finally got blessed and found one. And Tim and I ended up driving to Iowa to get this car that we wanted.
Oh, which I didn't know you drove to Iowa.
Did you not know?
I thought you drove to Illinois. I thought it was in like Chicago or something.
No, there was one there that we had looked at or that I'd seen. So I wanted a particular one and particular color and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Just because why not? We weren't in a rush and it's pre-owned. There's nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they're hard to find and a little bit. So we had seen one up near Chicago. And I don't know what happened. It must have sold because we've been looking for several months. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the one we saw was in Waterloo, Iowa. There is a Waterloo, Illinois, but there's Waterloo, Iowa. But it's only a 5-hour drive.
Okay.
So, I mean, Iowa sounds, I mean, Missouri is right below Iowa, but still we're kind of big states. So but it was a 5-hour drive. Anyway, it all ended up being kind of spur of the moment, but not really because we had been looking and we knew, you know, it was the mileage range we wanted and all that. So we went up there, drove up there on a Friday night, got a hotel room in Waterloo, Iowa, went to this little dealership the next morning, drove it for about an hour. So anyway, and we ended up coming home with it. What are you looking at? You're looking around in the room and it's freaking me out now.
Sorry, but there's just like some clicking noises in here and I don't know where they came from.
Okay. No, I'm sitting here talking to her and I can see her on the Zoom and she starts looking all around in our room and I'm like, what is happening in there? Get the Bible out. Get the Gideon.
Jesus.
Scaring me.
I don't know. I'm going to sleep very well tonight.
You better. And you better be quiet. Put your breathing machine on and just be quiet over there. I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what we were talking about, but somehow we were talking about summer and just enjoying. So, yes, we were going to have hopefully some good adventures.
Look, you still got a lot of time to make homemade ice cream and eat some watermelon.
And that's a challenge. That's a, like I said, I mean, I'm speaking to myself too. And in terms of just being careful of it.
Here we start school.
That's
so early.
I can't even.
I mean, it is so, I go my first day of school. Well, for teachers is July 30th. And then the kids, I think, come August 6th.
When I'm president.
Yeah,
okay, anyway, carry on.
We're going to cut down some school days.
No, every state place can do what they want. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then, like, the football jamboree is a couple weeks later. So
that's
mid-August we start, and it's way too hot.
It's too hot for those boys to be practicing.
Fact, last year, I didn't even, because I do the press box food. And last year at that first game in August, I said, I'm not doing it.
I remember you doing that.
I thought I am not carrying all that food up and down the stadium steps. It's too hot.
No, it's
I'm
too hot.
I'm not doing it. So I'm getting ornery in my old age.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a lot. Yeah. That's a big job.
Yeah.
That's a big job. And I know you do enjoy doing it and it's a big blessing. But I mean, again, the designer cornbread dumbwaiter needs to be installed for this season.
It needs to be installed.
I don't know what the problem is, but. You need to go to the school board and say, hey, if you want press box food, then we're going to have to do something. So, oh my goodness. Well, that's all. This is going to be a little bit shorter thing, but do you have a recipe for us?
I do. So we said we're going to North Carolina and I have a little breakfast place in Black Mountain that I demand that Holly goes to with me.
Yeah, she's laid out the schedule of what we're doing there.
And said, here, yes.
We're going here for breakfast on this day. I'm going to say, okay,
so,
all right.
They have this, I believe it's called a Bourbon Street pancake.
Okay.
But what it is a Banana Foster pancake. And so I'm going to do a Banana Foster recipe for you.
Mm.
And so just make your pancake, however you make pancakes. If you want to make from the Bisquick recipe, do that. Mm-hmm. If you want to make your own buttermilk pancakes, do that. But your Banana Foster's topping is you're going to get butter and brown sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, and pure maple syrup, just half a cup. a fourth of a teaspoon of some rum extract and two large sliced bananas and pecans.
Oh, yum.
And this really makes it, but you're going to, you're going to mix all of that together.
Okay. Before you.
Right. Right.
In so just you a
melt,
mixing
your,
bowl?
Melt your butter. You're going to melt your butter.
You mix it in the pan, right?
Yes.
In the skillet, maybe?
Yeah. You make your pancakes first and then got your skillet there.
Right.
So you need to add all of your topping ingredients, melt that butter, except hold off on your bananas and your pecans.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your skillet, especially cast iron skillet, which I would do, keep it low. And remember that cast iron is going to hold a lot of heat. So keep your heat low. Cook it for about 3 minutes and just stir it until the brown sugar has melted into the butter.
Mm-hmm.
So you want that syrupy thing. And then you're going to slice your bananas and put those in the skillet. Cook for about 1 minute on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Probably I'm just going to stir mine around. And then add your pecans in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you are going to pour some of that sauce over your pancakes. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you to do. You need to make up some homemade whipped cream.
Oh, yes.
And you dollop that on top.
Mm-hmm.
And add that to it.
Now, you don't light this on fire. Is regular Bananas Foster's on fire, or is that just Cherry's Jubilee?
It is
Jubilee?
On fire. No, so that's
the dessert,
on fire.
The dessert
because
you light a fire.
That, you add
put alcohol.
Yes.
Rum or something?
You put real rum in it.
Okay, I got you.
You're
going to
put real rum, and that's what burns. But this, you're using the rum extract.
Okay, so you don't have to do all that. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Now,
good.
If you want to switch to real rum,
if you want to light your pancakes on fire, you do whatever you need to do.
Or maybe just the sauce.
What I meant.
Yeah. But yeah, the rum is what will, that's what will burn.
And that's one of those recipes that you forget how good those are. If you haven't had, and if you don't like banana, but it's so stinking good because it's like a praline, it's like a caramely praline banana.
I'm telling you.
They're so good.
I am breaking my diet for it. And I don't care. It is so, and it's my one time that we go to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
It's my one treat.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that it's really good with bacon.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Side of bacon.
You do to cut that, all that sweet.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yes. I think we really do need to have some bacon with that. Okay. I'm excited. It's a great little, do you remember the name of the restaurant? So you can tell people
Open Oven Bakery.
Okay. Open Oven Bakery in Black Mountain.
Mm-hmm. In Black Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Very good.
If y'all are going up there this weekend, you better not, go on Friday.
Don't tell them where we're going. Joni. Well, this one. Oh, Joni.
Don't you steal my pancakes.
Listen, you guys, she'll be off the chain. Don't do it, please. And I have to drive around with her. I have to stay with her.
That's
please don't do that. Oh my goodness. Okay. I guess we're ready for my top three.
Top three.
But really, it's going to be really lame and I apologize, but it's because I've already said, some of them. So I'm so sorry. I wish I had better this week. I'm slightly unprepared.
And see, she mocks me for this all the time.
I do, but this is the first time in 96 episodes that I've been unprepared. So I feel like I'm owed one. Anyway, the Brussels sprouts that I told you all about at the flash fried. How do you flash fry stuff? What is that? Do you just put it in really quickly, really hot?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is it in oil or is it in? Because these seemed real dry. Like they weren't oily.
Let's just look all that.
I don't know how you flash fry stuff. It's got to be an oil. Okay, we're side questing here for a second, but
go ahead.
Brussels sprouts. I mean, I like them pretty much many different ways, but do it with that balsamic vinegar kind of reduction and the flash fried. They were crispy. They were so good. So that made me very happy this week.
Now have your answer.
Go ahead.
Flash frying is high heat deep frying.
Okay.
that involves submerging food in oil at high temperature for 1 to 5. Yeah.
Okay.
So
just really, really quickly kind of.
Yes. So that's what they're doing. They're dropping it in. I just would have called it frying, but
yeah,
to flash fry, it's probably in.
Well, the thing is that deep fry, I think maybe the difference is like when you deep fry stuff, typically it's got a coating on it. It's got like a breading or something. Yeah. So these are not breaded. They're
just,
I think that's when it's called flash frying because you're not frying it in a fry pan. You're doing it in the oil, but it's not breaded or coated. So maybe that's what that means. You're the culinary person. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. My second thing is we've already said it. The driving around in the car in the convertible with Joni, this has been a lot of fun and we're just enjoying it the heck out of it. And then the last thing, this is really just sort of silly and weird, but so, I was packing to come and I had a couple different, foundations that I wanted to bring, makeup foundations. And because y'all know, if you know, especially even this time of year, you're between colors and you're, cause like my, anyway, I'm getting more tan and then, but you got to match. And so you're between colors. So even just bringing one, it's just, you know, the struggle's real. So I had a couple I wanted to bring. But I also had, you've got all these other tubes of base stuff or, what are those called? Oh my gosh, my brain, you guys, it's late. I need to go to bed.
Foundations.
No, the other stuff that's like, serums and like CC creams, BB, like a CC.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
My point is I didn't want to bring two more full-size bottles of, foundation in my bag. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't need that much. I mean, you don't use that much. So I went in my little craft closet because I thought, oh, I've got those, those pots, they come connected. They're plastic for paint.
Yeah.
You know, like how you do like your paint for numbers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're those strips of plastic.
Yeah.
Little tubs. And they're real small. And I had some because I'd gotten some for a project and I'm like, I think I have an extra strip of that. And I got those out and you could cut, you can cut them to separate them. So if you only need two or four or whatever you need. And I ended up putting my foundation, I filled four of them because I just did two each of the color. I don't know why I did that. But anyway, so now I just had those in the little paint thing instead of the big old bottles. And I'm like,
they seal up
really good because they're for paint. And I was like, look at me doing a travel hack.
So proud of you all.
I'm proud of myself too. I was like, let's see if this works. This has got to work. And sure enough, and you open it up, you just dip your finger in there and there you go. And I'm sure I'm not the first person to think of it, but I was very proud of myself. So there's your little tip for the summer and you got different foundations or whatever creams and stuff you got. Mm-hmm. Just stick them in them little paint things from the craft store.
Perfect.
Perfect. So,
well, all right. Listen, I would like for you to get off of there and get back up to this room so that I'm not in here by myself.
Okay. She's looking a little pasty. She's looking a little, she keeps looking around at the ceiling, you guys, and I don't like it. I'm going to have to, do I need to bring you a beverage or what?
Yes.
I may have to. I don't think they have to go.
Or at least find out where the ice machine is.
Oh, I will. Well, I know. We got to get some ice and get in our jammies. So, thank you guys all so much again for listening and for being here. We just appreciate it. And we hope that you are having a fantastic week, whatever it is you're doing. You might be just really putting your nose to the grindstone at work or cleaning your house or whatever, but yeah.
I do have one update and I'll end with this.
Okay.
We were talking about, I said I was so excited for everybody to see Hino Jr. at Vacation Bible School.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I said, it's one thing for me to sit here and tell them how wonderful he is, but that's just me saying, how wonderful he is, but for them to see it. And I'm here to tell you that man knocked it out of the ballpark. I have heard how awesome Mr. Hino is. I mean, continually.
Aww.
And can we get him to come to the library? And I need him to come to my classroom. And I was like,
that's so cool.
A few people would have listened to me.
They did listen. They had him. They had him come.
I know, but it is, I don't know that they've ever seen anything like it.
No, probably not.
Because it is a level of perfection that
it's just
most
it mixes
people don't know.
The knowledge and the passion and the interest in a subject with the storytelling ability.
Yeah.
And
I mean, most outstanding lovely. Storyteller that yeah. I've ever
lovely.
Heard. So
that's awesome. I love that. Thank you for that update. Cause that's very cool to hear that it, you know, people really, really enjoyed it and enjoyed his presentations and stuff. So that's awesome. Okay, guys, we will be back next week from who knows where. We're not quite sure where we'll be. Probably back.
No idea.
We're not sure. But we will make it happen, guys, because we love talking with you. So have a great week, and we will talk to you later. Goodbye, Cornbread.
See you, corn dog. Get up here before the ghost gets me. Jesus, Jesus.
You can have all my yesterday.
Holy right. Spirit, you are
Do you want,
okay,
stop. Do you want me to bring you a cold, any kind of beverage from the vending machine or anything?
No, I've got this coconut water still.
Oh, okay. We'll get ice when I get up there.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.